Shout out to Brother Awad once again. I feel guilty starting off this race with a lead, as he always provides for me. Nothing like starting off with a lead, and then when I look to the side and I see the sun is blocked out, that must mean that one guy is behind the controls, heavy metal. Christopher, how are you, my friend? How's your weekend going?
That's going pretty good so far. I was hanging out at Atlas Brewery in Alexandria yesterday a little bit with the Grant and Danny guys.
Oh, yeah, I heard you. You guys were on point. There's nothing better than being in this business when you're at the right spot, around the right people, with the right menu and a frosty. It's hard to beat this. It's one of the great things going. And your crew and those guys, when they were in Cincinnati at the opener, I mean, they hit it out the park. I mean, they're on fire. You know, it's hard not to be, based on what we've been through. And I say we. Everybody involved at the station that's had to represent the Burgundy and Gold has been drugged through the mud, let alone the other franchises that we all represent. At some time before, it's not like, I mean, very few have been above 500 with consistency. So this is, and again, be cautious about this. And everybody has a right to do this. You know, the beauty about this, you do it your way. Nobody gets to tell you how to come out of a natural disaster. You get the right to do it however you choose. Personally, I have no concern about how you do it. You do it however it works for you. I only know one way to get through this, having actually done it before. And that is that, you know, we won September. I had an afro the last time we won September. And now I'm looking for October. That's it, period. But I don't mind our host that are talking about Super Bowls and all that. That's fine. That's their right. Nobody should deny you the right to dream in life. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Now, who follows you to that, that's up to them. There are people that follow Jim Jones. There's people that follow all kinds of people. I never, ever am angry at the person that leads a charge, because nobody forces you to follow. If you want to follow somebody off a cliff, hey man, with all due respect, do your thing. But those that would like to live a long and fruitful life already understand, nobody gives you anything away in this life and in this game. Look at Minnesota, and what more do you need to see than Atlanta? You're talking about a dynamite league. Not only are we pleased, I mean pleasantly pleased, but yet look how starved we were. I mean, this has been one of the worst droughts ever. And I thought it was beautiful today. We'll be joined by the legendary Tom Levero bottom of the hour, because wouldn't it be our luck that once we finally get out of the muck, we get away from absolute ignorance, stupidity, just deadbeats, and we have sunlight, and then everything else starts to break out. Things are going nuts. I mean, the Mets, I mean, we're getting walk-offs in playoff action. Vegas was down. Comebacks. Sports all over the table now is going off the chain, not to mention college ball. I know some of us would like to be selfish right now. We'd like to say, hey, look at us. And I love the young fan base. I mean, how do you not love our 26-year-olds? You got to love them. As crazy as they are, you got to love them. Because this is the first time in their lifetime they've not had to duck their head when they walk in, not be mocked when they wear burgundy and gold, being teased. But those of us with a little gray in our beards understand what we've lived through. This is nothing new to us. This is a return to glory. but we've done nothing yet. But don't let me kill your joy. Don't let me do that. But what I'm telling you is that if you think this is nice, we all know, those of us a little longer in the tooth, that November and December is when we start really chopping wood. But wouldn't it be great to get to that point? And that's what I think we have the ability to do. I hear people screaming and hollering, and you should be. We've been so bad that you haven't even been mentioned on SportsCenter, unless it's for something, some crime or some injustice. Now they're actually talking about your players and at the most significant position. And even though I'm sometimes taken back by what I hear, sometimes I just have to sit down and go, really? What did you expect? The dude was the Heisman Trophy. And I know, stop it. Don't say it. Let him go. Enjoy yourself. Slobber all over yourself as you just overaccentuate. It's normal. The guy won the Heisman Trophy, and you're surprised that he can throw? You actually seem like you're shocked that he's better than advertised. Do you know what he did? But that's okay. Don't let me kill your joy. Roll with it. But what you really have got to go back to once the adrenaline wears off is, why is it working? You've got an excellent coaching staff of teachers. And your students are not asleep in the classroom. They're paying attention. Chris, these guys are listening. They're writing notes. That O-line, I know nobody wants to hear it. O-line, D-line, big guy. Y'all want to go ahead, talk about receivers. Go ahead. All you little 20, I've been to all 20, say, go out and get the wide receiver. The guy in Vegas, he's like, yeah, go run, go chase it. Go chase it. I'm not trying to talk you out of any of that ignorance. Go ahead and go. Let yourself go. But the reason right now that you're the talk of the town, the talk of the country for that matter, is that that kid is not broken in half. Because them big uglies up front, those tight ends, those wide receivers, and those backs, you got the best 10 people blocking I've laid my eyes upon. Everybody's all in. You got a hell of a staff. And I know it's a hell of a staff because we've seen the opposite of this before. Putting that poor kid out of the corner, not coaching him anything, embarrassing him. It's like putting a kid in, not understanding that they are dyslexic. It's a criminal. It's a crime. Well, they've all been fired. And usually they'd already be rehired. Most of them aren't. But that's the injustice. It's like having a child in a class that has a learning disability and the dumbass teacher doesn't recognize it and doesn't give him any extra help. It's not that the kid is dumb. He's not dumb. He's reading backwards. He has an issue that it needs to be worked out. And the moment you bring in somebody with a brain that can communicate properly, voila! The kid's functional. It's like putting on glasses to somebody that's nearsighted or farsighted. All they needed was the right proper prescription. It's not that they're low IQ. They just needed a proper diagnosis, you numbskulls. And once you got rid of them idiots, voila. So what is it? Your infrastructure is outstanding. It's outstanding. You're getting players in here that couldn't make, I guess, the Houston Texans. But they come here, voila. Well, who found them? Now your football staff has football people that know what they're doing. They're just not friends with the guy who's in charge. I ain't mad at friendship. Makes the world go around. But at some point, those that get paid have got to show results. So that's it. Metal, because we do a lot of post-game and Burgundy and Gold, post-game, you know, it's the hardest job in America. But when they start winning and playing up to their potential, win, lose, or draw, it becomes the best job.
Very true, yeah.
You know, it goes from the worst to the best. You know, it's just like that. It's like the guys and gals involved in EMT or emergency people. You know when it's the worst job? When they can't save someone. And it's the best when they get a heartbeat.
I'll tell you, after a loss, it's like working customer service for a bad product, and everybody just calling in to complain, and you got nothing to tell them. You know, like
brilliantly said, brilliantly said. They call in and they hate your guts, and you know, and especially when you had them arrogant losers that we had walking around trying to sound smart and look bright and be arrogant, folding their damn arms, looking like they were running a mortician, letting their morticians. And stealing you, robbing you blind. And they milked our media, had our media licking them like a lollipop because they were nice to them. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. But it happens, you know. Con artists work all over the world, so why not here? But this is cool. And I really like it. In the midst of this baseball situation going on, I mean, Braun's back, you know, and they actually have generated good publicity with Bronny. I mean, it's like unbelievable. And I go, where else could you get this from? You can't. And our product, I'm seeing gear. Dude, it's like being in New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
Maybe all not that wild. Now, maybe not that wild. I've been to Mardi Gras.
No, but look, in terms of, how much Commander's gear have you seen pop up now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people wearing it at Atlas Brewworks last night, too.
Thank you. That's my point.
It was awesome. It was cool just seeing people just out wearing it. It wasn't a game day. It wasn't a game day. It wasn't like some big event or whatever for them. It was like people just wearing it. It was cool.
There you go. That's what I meant by Mardi Gras. It's like I'm looking around going, holy smoly. I mean, to do it in a short period of time. Is my point. And when I saw Doug Williams on the sideline embracing five, and I go, and that's where I give our management people, our ownership. See, the key to that, and he was been there the whole time. It's like you had the secret sauce there the entire time, and those nitwits had him locked up in a jail cell. It is so amazing to me. It's like having a formula recipe that your grandmama have. She knew the recipe. She didn't have to write it down. It ain't written down nowhere. It's in her brain. You know, she had to write it down. She had it. They had him sitting over there. They had him in the office all day. I'm telling you what, this couldn't have happened. This is amazing. And now we go to game day. And I thought what Coach Quinn does, rotating captains, brilliant. I mean, I really think he's nailing it now. He's nailing it, but I never thought he had to. I just couldn't believe how much negative energy was being generated. People said he lost the Super Bowl. Do you know how ignorant that sounds? You're discrediting the fact that he got to it. And they're trying to emphasize the fact that he didn't win it, and he came one of the greatest comebacks of all time. And I just go, some of the things I hear sometimes, I have to really go, I thought you couldn't be on air or on TV intoxicated. But I guess you can. I guess it comes down to who you know. 1-800-636-1067 is our number. We got a short one today. This is like the Vienna sausage. I used to call it. You get in the little cans. You ever popped the little top and they had the little six Vienna sausages all crammed in there? You ever used to get those with some saltine crackers?
Oh, yeah, man. Love it.
Wasn't that something? Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know if it was because you were broke and it made it taste so much better. I've never quite been able to figure that out.
See, I used to do with sardines, but, too. Sardines, I also like
sardines.
That.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Man, you make you want to slap yourself. And the only thing I heard with AWOD this morning, and I know that we're doing some things the right way, it must have been in the 9 o'clock hour. G from the shop was one of his first callers.
He was. I was actually surprised. Yeah, I took
that
call.
Dude, I'm like, this is what happens when our market is about to implode. I saw Tailgate Ted and the First Lady, Warrior. What I'll say about the people that Rally Captain what I say about the Hogs having everybody that built something around the momentum of this and hung in through this, you deserve this. Even though, and it's business related, but you still, nobody gave you that seed capital. You had to front it. And you did it with conviction. And so you deserve this. Proud of you. We're going to take our first break. Don't forget the legend himself, Tom Lavero. All this baseball going. I mean, it's crazy. The WNBA is off the chain. Caitlin picks up a trophy. The Vegas squad almost, I thought, are they going to go out? They said, oh, not so fast. I mean, game day, they was off the chain. It is so much going on, and yet everybody from L.A. to Florida is talking about that young man that wears five. We'll be right back. All right, you know we got a line out the door now. We'll go rapid fire 2 minutes as we get ready for Tom Lavero at the bottom of the hour. Hey, Market B, welcome home.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
B, you know what time it is.
I do. Mm-hmm. I just want to say this is the type of game where people like Bobby Wagner and the level-headed, grizzly, hard-working veterans are going to pay off to keep these young guys grounded, because a long time ago, back in the day, we didn't have all that social media to tell us how good we are. When we went to a game, and it's a different sport, went to a game after, or went to practice after a good game, all we heard was what we did wrong. We refined what we did right, but the list of what we did wrong was much longer than what we did right. And I think that's where these veterans are going to try to keep these young guys grounded. I mean, we practiced getting on and getting off the bus. That's how detailed we were. And I just hope that they have that attention to detail.
I think they do. Yeah, I appreciate your call. I think they do. Ian, out in Vienna, welcome home.
Yeah, let me chime in on a couple of things. One, I think Washington will win because they have the better quarterback. You know, as much as football has been preached as a team sport forever, and it is at its ethos, the difference in differential between defenses, secondary, wide receivers, etc., is just not that important. I think we've overstated and we want to distribute glory to the offensive line or Cliff Kingsbury. And these were things that before Jane Daniels was here, it wasn't there. Look at the Dolphins. With Tua, they look like an all-world offense. Without him, Mike McDaniel might get fired and they might trade Tyreek. It is become a one-person sport, as much as I dislike that, because of the differential between a good to great to mediocre quarterback. And right now, Jaden Daniels, as everybody has said, is playing at an MVP level. If you looked at it objectively, he'd be one of the three or four candidates for MVP at the quarter pole of the team. Second point I want to make, and I've gone back and forth with this with Kevin hundreds of times, this notion that the name is so important and it's all about the name and fans aren't coming back, these are the same type of people that said, we're boycotting the NFL because of the Colin Kaepernick situation, whichever way you were leaning. If you thought it was wrong that he kneeled or you thought it was wrong the way the NFL handled him, it's these extremes on both sides. 99% of fans are like, we're winning, I'll buy Commander's gear. I see my neighbors buying Commander's gear. Nobody's talking about the old name. And it's that small percent of the extremes that are so loud that tell you the name will never come back, or I'm not coming back till the name's here. They're left in the mud because everybody in this city, region, area is excited because it feels just like 2012. The future is bright. You feel like you have a quarterback for the next 5 to 10 years. You feel like you have a proper organizational structure, a legit everything, and it changes the whole tenor. And it's really because of one person. We can talk about Quinn, Kingsbury, all these other people. All these people have been fired multiple times for a reason. Jane Daniels is the reason for this optimism, and it's totally warranted at this point.
Yeah, he's really good, but so are the people around him. I wouldn't discount it. That's where I would disagree with you.
But, Who's good around him? Doc, walk me through. Who is good around Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
Let's go through the receiving core.
I'll give you that after Levero. Stay with me. I'll get you after Levero. Okay, good deal.
Okay, thanks.
And, we get Bob in. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Doc. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. I'm 58 years old. You said it well, Doc, what you said. I'm one of them long-time Redskin fans. Mm-hmm. I've been a fan since I've been 5 years old. And now I can say, hey, they don't know that Dan Quinn's Joe Gibbs' son, do they? But anyway, I come from that era. I'm glad they're winning. All that outside noise, I'm not listening to it. I'm watching my team win. That's all I'm worried about. I'm keeping it forward. Thanks, Doc.
You got it, brother, and welcome home. Yeah, I was just going to say this, Ian, is that please don't discount these assistants. These are good teachers all the way across the board. These aren't just a friend of a head coach who he's getting paid or his family members. That's a disrespectful statement to say that the kid is carrying this by himself. That I highly respectfully disagree with you. With Mitchell in New Jersey, welcome home.
How you doing, Doc? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm good.
I think we hit it. I think we hit it with Jalen Daniels. We have him for years. I love to see him run, but I'd rather see him win games with his arm and let the running backs do them. And I wish they'd bring back Chris Rodriguez or even Wiley. Nick Nielsen, I know he beat him up. Nick's name. But he's been in the league like 4 or 5 years. He's approaching the end of his career. So things are looking good, and I expect to win.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, 1 week, I take about a month. We won September. Again, I had an afro last time. I think we won September. And I'm very pleased with not rushing through it.
Thanks again.
Because you got it, brother. Bonesy. Bonesy, K9. Welcome home.
Hey, good morning, Doc. Shout out to my man, Heavy Metal. Shout out to all the K9. Hey, Doc, this weekend, you're getting ready to see some real football. This team getting ready to show you how it's been. We came together and everybody on the same page, and they're going to be prepared to play. Even though we got some injuries, I'm confident in the guys that's going to step in and take their place. Doc, we're getting ready to play some real football this weekend, man, and watch how this defense going to impress everyone. Hey, man, I love you guys, man. Thanks for taking my call. I will be at the game tomorrow. Trust and believe that. Peace.
We'll hear you. All right, Bonesy. And you better bring your A game because Cleveland is no joke. Cleveland, I mean, it's just amazing how talented they are. Whether or not they've displayed it at full force right now may not have happened. But we don't need to feel that we're better than anybody yet. We have to prove it every week, every quarter. And that's all you should go for because I don't want to be in this thing like the bubble burst. I don't want this to feel like we're at an amusement park. This is brick by brick. I'm not excited. I'm not overwhelmed because I'm used to this. I've been there before. And so have a lot of you. Let's not act like this is a Christmas and people are just donating us gifts. We're not an expansion team. Even though it has felt like it based on the idiots that they had in here. All right? We are Washington. We've been there. Let's act like it. And then we expect to be good. And this is not a one-person operation. This staff has done a hell of a job, position by position, because you have coaches that are good teachers. Not just friends of the head coach. Stay with us. We'll be back. Welcome back. 12:34 in the nation's capital. Metal Christopher behind the glass. DLC on a flaming hot microphone. And why wouldn't it be? We have been resurrected from the dead, and not by one person. This is a group effort. The most important position is the quarterback position. And we got a young kid that's doing it the right way, but by make no mistake about it, he's not doing it alone. Tom Lavero, the legend, joins us now. And Tommy, you've seen a lot, man. You've seen it from the Fighting Irish all the way through to the Brady and the whole nine yards. But right in the midst of this baseball and is this a craziest part of the year? I don't know why it caught me off guard a little bit. But for you as a seasoned pro, man, how you taking all this action we're getting right now?
Well, October is a great time for sports. You've got postseason baseball. You've got the NFL finishing up its first third of the season. Next week, the Capitals open up their season next Saturday night. You've got NBA camps, and you've got WNBA tantrums.
Yeah, dude, it's and I said, well, I got to ask the legend because he's been through so much of this. this three-game series, I didn't like – well, I'm lying. The one-game series in baseball did seem a little coarse, one game, but it's like March Madness. There's something about elimination that excites me. So now we go to three, and the heavy dogs, it don't matter if you got home field or not, it's not working for them. What do you prefer?
Well, I prefer the three-game series over the one-game series. Let's face it, during a regular season, most series are three games.
Yeah.
You know, and teams will tell you that they measure their success by winning a series. Okay. Managers will tell players, let's win one series at a time. If you do that, everything will take care of itself. So a three-game series is kind of like the measure during the regular season of your success. So I think without, expanding it to five games and playing to the middle of November, I think this is the best you can do. I thought a one-game series was exciting. It always is. But it's blatantly unfair. People are complaining this is unfair as well, but I think this is what they're used to playing during a regular season. Win a series. You just got to win this series, two out of three.
The Mets, could it happen? The Tigers. I've got Dan Miller, our old buddy, he will join us at 1 o'clock today, because I think when I see Detroit, I see Washington having similar possibilities, resurrection of the dead, to now being a sports town that's on fire.
Yeah, no one saw the Tigers coming. No one saw the Royals coming with a 100 loss season last year. But that's the beauty of what baseball has become. There's some critics who have watered down, all the extra wild card playoffs and thinking that, the regular season has become meaningless. It's nowhere near close to that. I think the extra wild card, keeps teams in it, keeps their fan bases in it. Let's face it, the Arizona Diamondbacks won 84 games last year and made the playoffs. So unless your team is pretty much going to collapse in September, you've got a shot, and I think that's fun for everyone. And we talk about, people talk about how the rich dominate in baseball, but we've had a different World Series champion for two decades now. There's always a different champion, and the Royals are for real. It's going to be, there's so many great series coming up. The Phillies and the Mets, the Padres and your boys, the Yankees and the Royals. I'm psyched for all those.
Well, it's something about Love You Blue and the Padres. The Padres are not afraid of them.
No, it's funny because for years, and this, Doc, being from Southern California, the blood feud were the Giants and the Dodgers.
Absolutely. That's what I grew up. My father was a Giants fanatic. That's why I became a Dodger nut, was to compete with him.
People talk about the Red Sox and the Yankees. They have no idea what it was like on the West Coast since both teams moved there in the late 50s. It's been a blood feud. Remember the early 60s when Juan Marichal hit Johnny Roseborough, the Dodgers catcher, over the head
now
with a bat.
Talking. Now you're talking. You know?
So we're talking blood feud here. But the Giants haven't been up to the task lately, while the Padres
but
have.
But why? With all that money they have, why aren't they better?
Well, they you know what? That's what the owner said, because they fired their general manager, and they promoted Buster Posey, their former future Hall of Fame catcher, to be president of baseball operations. So that, you know, you're going to see some changes in San Francisco. But the Padres and the Dodgers, here's how real it's become. The Padres issued a statement before these playoffs saying they were going to limit ticket sales to only zip codes within certain locations to try to make sure that the place wasn't filled with Southern California Dodger fans. So, I mean, that takes a lot of guts, and I admire the Padres for doing that. Next time one of our owners here says, you know, we can't stop, you know, the invasion of out-of-town fans, well,
Cowboy
they can.
Cowboy roaches, yeah.
They just choose not to.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, Tommy, it's been so much. I don't know. Phillies, I mean, they've got a monster. But this thing with New York, is that it? Have we seen their best shot?
I don't know. I grew up a Mets fan. I'm no longer a Mets fan. I always tell people, you know, when they ask, who do you root for? I say I root for me, whatever works right. best for me, you know? So I don't root for the Mets anymore. But they've got some kind of magic going. But the Phillies are a juggernaut. The Phillies have a massive lineup. A quarter of which consists of ex-Nationals. They've got quality starting pitching. But the Dodgers have the star of the planet. I mean, on the other side. So, you know, I would love to see the Dodgers and the Phillies in the NLCS like everyone else would. But the Mets may ruin the party. I don't think they will. I think the Phillies will come out on top.
Well, I'll tell you what, Metal. We get a rarity when we get a legend on there. I want to open this up. If you got anything for Tom? Because we don't get it. Sheehan hogs him. So whenever we get a chance to get him, I don't want to hog him from you.
Oh, geez, right now? I don't know. Like, the thing I'm most looking at right now is the Commander stuff. And my big question is, do you think this Browns D really has a good shot of doing anything against the Commander's offense right now?
Well, I think early in the game will be the key. You know, the Browns, even though, you know, statistically they've kind of suffered on defense, I still think they have a pretty good defense that can do some damage in the right situation. So if the Commanders can take a lead and methodically drive like they have been this year and keep that clock running while they're driving and take an early lead, I think they dominate the game. I think they win the game anyway, okay? I mean, even if it's a shootout, I think they win the game. I'm all in on the quarterback, okay? I mean, this week at his press conference, people were doing everything they could to throw flowers at his feet to say, look at all this praise. You know, you're winning all these awards. What do you think of that? He didn't bite on that at all. He said, I'm just a rookie. It's just the regular season. Each game is different. And I admire he has composure when he's in front of a mic like he does when he's in a huddle.
It's really amazing to see someone that has control of himself. It's so rare in this social media era. He acts like he was born in our era.
Yes,
when
he does.
When you get toe up from the flow up from home, you know, not these Huxtables that have been popping up all over the place. So it's comforting. But again, them big uglies up front, everybody blocks on this team. Tom, that's what I said. From all three tight ends, every receiver, everybody in a uniform contributes to every play offensively. And that's the difference.
That's so important.
It's everything, and it's never discussed because it's not glamorous and you can't make a profit off of it because there's no league. If they would come up with, like, fantasy, for actual tough guys and blocking, then you'd get to see this. And they got so many unsung heroes. I'll never forget Ken Beatrice's award. The unsung hero, for Luke McCaffrey, even if he doesn't get a catch, watch him, how he performs. Cynic, watch him. All these guys, man, it is such, and if the defense just continues to elevate its game, and well, better yet, earn your money. If you just simply do that,
yes,
they're going to be a hard out. They're going to be a hard out because the leader of the pack is not a social media sucker.
Yes.
He's in charge of himself.
He's not Mr. Hashtag, that's for sure.
Yeah. And, Tom, and you're a treat, man. Yep.
You know, Doc, I remember Mike Shanahan. When, if you wanted to play for Mike Shanahan, mm-hmm. everyone had to block.
Everybody's
it was just
block.
Everyone had to. And
but
I give
but
the
that's
coaches,
the only way you win.
Yes.
Everybody's
I give the coaches
got
a lot of
block.
Credit here.
Yeah.
I give the coaches so much credit for drilling that message through and making that a standard to be on the field.
Yeah.
You know, we
Anthony
didn't know.
Lynn.
Look, we didn't know how any of this was going to come together. All new
nope.
players, all new yeah. coaches. And usually, typically when that happens, I'm kind of skeptical of it coming together quickly. It may take yep. usually more time. But I give this coaching staff, Dan Quinn and his assistants, a lot of credit because I think they look like a different team in their last game than they did in their first game.
Yeah, and that's about the staff. It's just such a teaching staff. It's like being in school. Your best teachers, you may not have been in love with them, but as you left, you started to appreciate them because they got the most out of you. And it's amazing. That poor kid at corner last year, he was robbed of a season. He was robbed by the program. Now they're going to reinvest in him by making a connection. It's teaching. It's teaching. It's just a beautiful
yeah.
thing. Lavero,
look, let's chase
tell
it.
Kevin
you know
we owe him.
Last
Thank you.
Last year, the quarterback got robbed last year. That poor kid was thrown out there
yeah.
and couldn't
yeah.
do anything. But this year's are
yeah.
different for everybody.
Yeah, it's all about coaching. The player personnel people, every area of the football team now has been upgraded by getting rid of those nitwits. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Tom. Folks, we've got to go to break on this before me and Metal have to start fighting. We'll be right back. Beautiful Saturday. Man, for a moment, I was starting to think we'd become Oregon. Every time you looked outside, it was soaking wet. Now we got some sunshine. Getting ready. Should be a beautiful, beautiful game day. Manassas is our next stop. Ray, Ray, welcome home.
Good morning.
How you doing, Ray?
I can't complain. Hey, Doc, first time caller, long time listener. Listen, I want to say that there's a difference between RG3 and Jaden. RG3 wanted to be something more than the coaches wanted him to be. And I think he didn't want to run. He wanted to use his talent. I think that he advocated for being that pocket passer. Jaden is willing to work within the system that's given to him using his strengths and abilities to have the best results from his game. I also want to say that, Doc, I don't see the dog in this defense. You know, we always talk about the dog. I just don't see the dog in this defense and the structure that's been given for them to be dogs, to run like dogs, to be aggressive, to be rough, if you will. So I'm sort of disappointed, but I hope they bring it together, Doc, to get this dog spirit in them, that teams fear them, man, fear them.
I ain't mad at you, and your eyes aren't lying. They owe us something, and it starts with themselves. Appreciate you, Ray, and welcome home. Mike in Chantilly. Is
hey,
this
Doc.
My youth football, Mike?
No, it's Luke, my son. He's here with me. Hey, Doc, I'm 17
hey,
years
hey,
old.
Hey, Luke.
Loyal Redskins fan since day one. My dad taught me about the glory days, about the Hogs and all that. I just love it. Uh-huh. But real quick, I want to talk about a real football team. The Chantilly Chargers, high school team, Chantilly, Virginia.
Yeah.
Last night. Down by four, 1 minute left, touchdown to end the game. inside zone. I just want to let everyone know that Tilly is back up.
Congratulations, and a man. Big, you know,
real quick,
you hit my soft spot.
Give a shout out to my Uncle Metal Chris.
Youth ball. Youth ball. Love it, man. Keep playing. Keep booking. Stay eligible. And, you know, push-ups and setups, it still works. And congratulations, man. Metal,
yes,
there's
sir.
Nothing
Thank
that
you.
Pleases me more, man. Young people out there banging, playing hard, team sport, and they pulled it off in the waning moments of a ball game. I mean, that whole area, not that PG and D.C. and Montgomery County don't have an emphasis as well, because they do. But I know personally the Vienna and the Chantilly and the Woodbridge area. I mean, I know Northern Virginia because I lived there. I lived in several areas. We've been out here, and I'm so proud of the youth coaches and the commitment that they make and their families allow them to make to help the next generation. Yep, yep. All right, brother. Let's do what we do. Welcome back. 1 o'clock hour here on Overtime. DOC manning a hot microphone and heavy metal. Doing all the dirty work. And, you know, once upon a time, when we were the favorites and we expected to win and we won a lot, I used to get to share a microphone with my dear brother, Dan Miller. And then it seemed like both of us have been sharing the bottom of the abyss for a moment as our respective ball clubs have gone to hell in a handbag. And now all of a sudden, the Detroit Lions have become that team of destiny. The Tigers have rose from the dead just like that. Miller, you're back in the spotlight, and he joins us today. Man, what's it feel like?
We've seen some things, man. I mean, you know, you see 0-16, you see coaches come and go, you see general managers come and go. You know what? It's on the football side, it's been great, and you can see the way that they've done it and just tearing it down and building it back up and doing it through player development, not trying to take shortcuts and going out and signing big money free agents or anything like that. It's been a plan. They haven't wavered from the plan, and you appreciate that. The baseball thing, got to be honest, that's, you know, we knew they were rebuilding. If you'd have asked people in Detroit in July how that rebuild was going, they'd have said, not really sure, because these guys had not really stood out as players that were going to, you know, be part of your starting eight for the next 8-10 years. We hadn't seen it yet. And the pitching was, you know, okay, actually pretty good at times. But it was that everyday lineup that you questioned. And then those guys started to hit. Pitchers started to pitch. Even after they traded off a couple guys, everybody was chipping in. And they just went nuts for the last month of the season, found themselves in the playoffs, and still alive going to the ALDS starting right about now with the Guardians. So, been a heck of a, you know, 6-7 weeks here between football and baseball.
Yeah, football, and I know you see here because part of your DNA will always be in the DMV. So what's it like for you looking at this flip, this transformation, as we go from the bottom of the barrel to now highly respected?
I mean, honestly, it's from afar, it's a lot easier to feel good about it when you see better management in there and better ownership in there that you could be proud of if you're a fan. But look, what we've seen early this year is, you know, we all do this because we want to win. And that's all built on hope. And there's nobody that gives you more hope than a new quarterback in probably any sport. And what Jaden Daniels has done has been terrific. And I'm sure he's got the fan base there fired up. I'm sure he's got some folks in Chicago wondering whether or not they may be regretting the pick that they made. But I like what I'm seeing. They're playing a good brand of ball. They get after you. And he's a young guy who's, you know, made a few mistakes, but also seems to learn from them very quickly. And he's cool back in the pocket. He doesn't panic. He can throw the football. He can run the football. There's just a lot to like about what's going on. And man, if you're going to hang your hat on something in this sport, it's great to be able to start with a quarterback, because if you don't, you're going to be looking for one. You either have one or you're pretending. And right now, they certainly feel like they've got one, and that's a cool thing to see.
Although people nationally try to act like they forgot that Goff was the number one player taken in the entire draft. it is your offensive line that makes you King Kong. And you grew up here. You know the importance of that. And your O-line and D-line is really what separates you from the pack. Is that still respected in the Motor City?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, that offensive line is the face of the team, and that's not to take anything away from Jared. You know, he's been terrific since he's been here. He's endured a lot since he's been here. And look, he fell off the map with what happened in L.A., and things went south. He got cast aside, and when he did, man, everybody thought he was just going to come here and kind of be a placeholder until they drafted a young quarterback. But you had guys here that had been in that Rams organization when they drafted him, and Brad Holmes and Ray Agnew, and they believe in him. And they thought that if they put the right people around him that he could win. And that faith has certainly been paid back. And that offensive line, look, they've put a lot into it. You know, you got several first-round draft picks up there. You got a decent money free agent in Zeitler up there, even if it's a one-year deal. You've got three guys up there that have gotten big money extensions. But it is what makes this team go. It's when those guys walk onto the field, they feel like they can beat anybody, whether it's passing, running, whatever it is. They feel like they can control a game with that offensive line. And it's not they hadn't tried to do it before, because they had. They drafted guys, they signed guys, but it just never worked. This group came together, and they're really good. And it's, you know, they've got a couple of backs behind them in Montgomery and Gibbs that are outstanding. You got a quarterback who's got a lot of weapons to work with, and he's patient in doing that. So it's just, it's a really good mix that works well together. But look, like you said, you know, growing up and watching the Hogs and how they could control the game, this is reminiscent of that. And they'd love to be able to do some of the things that the Hogs ultimately did. But it's a great place to start with, you know, being able to control the tempo of a game, whether you're running it or throwing it.
Hey, my brother, well, it's game day. Go do what you got to do. Appreciate you sharing with your old hometown. And that NBA, that ball is going up in the air. I know you got your eyes on the WNBA as well. A lot going on, man. And the puck's going to drop there. And so it's crazy, man. So, and this is what we do. And I just say bring it on. And we can't wait to get you back on.
It's a great time of year, my man. Always good to catch up.
Give my best to the family. I got you.
You got it. You too. See you, Doc.
That's my old tag team partner. Metal, if you would have been with the two of us together, we might have corrupted you. yeah, really. Because this dude, man, he is nuts. And we had a ball. And as you well know, just identifying your passion for music. Whenever you get to do what you love to do, and they actually pay you to do it, you've hit the jackpot. Now the question is, you don't control the products. So you got to go as the products go. But boy, when they line up right, and it's, I like where we are now, because it is endless. We don't know how good it could be. Right now, this is like a runaway freight train. We really don't know how far it can go and how it go, how wild it could get. And there's certain areas of the team you know you got to get better at, like defense, tackling. There's a lot of things we can do better, and it's going to be done with different people. Suppose B-Rob can't go, or they choose to hold him back again. Well, what happened when Eckler didn't go? Emerged another beast. So we're starting to get layers of opportunity, and that's when you know you have a good team on the come, because we're not a one-man band. And it's about depth. You got to win with depth. That's why there's so many things to be encouraged by based on how this team is being layered. I mean, everybody wished they had the best player in the world on the team. Who wouldn't? But if you don't, you got to be able to fight through it. And I think that's encouraging. I really do. I mean, from where we were, obviously anything would be better than being stuck with the nut job we had. But this is sustainable. In other words, it's like we're not running the wishbone. We're not running something that's, our success is being led to a gadget. You feel me? That's not a gadget. K Kingsbury is not tricking anyone. He's out flanking people. He's out leveraging people. We're just putting bodies on bodies. And people aren't having perfect no-hitters by whiff blocks. You know, badass up front. That man, that offensive line, oh, man, I start to get really excited just about the prospects of guys proving people wrong. You know, and Wiley right now, I say Andrew Wiley, you know, he didn't say a word. He didn't complain, didn't say a word, blocking his behind off. Cosme, Tyler Badass, Allegretti, all these guys, man. Coleman and Lucas is my poster child. First time he started his career, balling. Those two guys splitting it done. Sennett, Ertz, Bates, all of them banging. Banging. Terry, are you surprised? Are you surprised? But because Terry is not a jackass, he didn't make it personal about him when he wasn't getting his touches. He made it about the Commanders. And he made sure that Jaden didn't have to force things in. He let Jaden mature. He could have ruined that kid early on. He didn't. He let him mature. And as a result, Jaden got him the ball just in the nick of time. It's a beautiful thing, man. If you have no hate in your game and you just sit back and go, wow, I got it. Now it makes sense. Lou, on line one, welcome home.
Hey, Doc, man. What's going on, boss?
I think you know what time it is.
Yes, sir. I can't wait till tomorrow, Doc. I cannot wait till tomorrow, man. I'm just over here just watching, you know, EB over here doing his thing with UCLA and Penn State out here trying to make it a game. But, yeah, man, I'm just happy, Doc. You know, it's like the success we having is just out of the bloop, out of nowhere. But it's just, I'm just soaking it in, man. Just taking it one game at a time. And like you say, you want to show your love to the O-line. I want to do the same thing, too. And I just felt like, you know, the O-line, that was the issue that we had a year ago. I didn't think, you know, this year, didn't think that we upgraded it, but they did some, man, and it's working, and I'm thankful for that. I hope the defensive side, they could play as good as the offensive side. I mean, it seemed like, I don't know what's going on. Something ain't clicking, Doc. I don't know what it is. I mean, they got 95 back playing game. I mean, he seemed like he's 100, so what is it not working? Why are we giving up 7-8 yard a carry? So I don't get that, and I don't get.
Well, it's about. Man. I think you do get it. I mean, you get it when they're not all on the same page, and it's about gap integrity. Everybody's got to do that. You can't have hero, no hero ball. Everybody's got to do their job, do it by assignment, and if they decide to do it, then it'll work. In the meantime, it won't work. Nobody gives a damn about what school you went to or what you make now. Nobody cares. It's all about the game they're playing in. And when they decide to figure that out and come out and play their brand of ball, they'll be fine because they all have the talent. But for whatever reason, they're not getting the job done as a unit. Individually, yeah. Yeah, they're good players. But collectively, not a good mix. Appreciate you, Lou. I got to roll. Toothpick.
Yes,
on
sir.
Two. What up?
What's good, Doc? Thanks for taking my call. Shout out to Chris.
I think you know what time it is. Yeah, you know what it is.
Oh,
it's time to kick ass. Yeah.
Exactly, Doc. Exactly. And Lou, my man Lou just now, he said the defense not fitting. Well, listen, Lou, I'm going to tell you like it is. Ryan Clark told Derrick Henry face-to-face, me and you in the alley, he win. And why does he win? That's because everybody else forces him to that alley. Like you said, Doc, is run fits, and everybody got to do their part, be on the same page. But yeah, shout out to Badass on the offensive line. When you have a center that can set everything, the offensive line can then follow it, and the quarterback can do what they do. That's from listening to Doc all these years right here. Start up front on the offensive side and defensive side. Thanks for taking my call, Doc.
You got it, man. Yeah, it is. I'm going to tell you what. And we've had some good centers, and we've had good line play, but what they're doing is they're on a string. They're playing together. They're playing as a unit. And it's not just one guy. Badass is doing a hell of a job. Biotic really is. But he's got Cosme to his right, and he's got Allegheny to his left. This is like Secret Service. And Andrew Wiley and both our tackles, really, it's a family affair up front. People doubting them. You doubt them all you want to, but you can't doubt their effort and their technique. They're being coached well, and they bought into coaching. And then when you got this big old bull running behind you, and then you got smoke. Joe Washington, that, I'm telling you what, man. When I watch these guys, I get so pumped up just watching them, thinking about the pass. And I see Eckler, and I go, folks, don't sleep, man. We know five is coming. Eckler's already there. He's the most dangerous offensive weapon on the field when he's there. Go to break. We'll be back. Hang in with us. 15 minutes left here on Overtime. Thank you, Christopher. Back at it. We got Rev T on it. We are coming up to the end of this particular shift. It's been a blast. You guys are second to none in the world when it comes to your commitment to Burgundy and Gold. Rev T, what up?
What's going on, Doc? My 106.7 and 9, Team 980 family. The Cleveland Browns is coming to town, but JD5 and the mighty Commanders, they about to shut them Browns down. And they going to get them with the offense. They going to hit them with the run on the offense. They going to shut them down with the defense. They going to do good like Hollywood with special teams. But most of all, Doc Walker, my team 980, my 106.7, the family fan, whether I'm there or I'm just surrounding the atmosphere, the 12th man, they going to stand only like they can. Because Doc Walker, in the final minutes, in the final hours, 3-1, JD5 got the DMV alive. They on fire. Y'all know who this is. The People's Ice Man, Rev T. Nothing but the dog and me, baby. Hey, Doc, watch this. Oh, oh, oh. Believe, baby. Mox with me. Ow. Love somebody. Let's go.
Energy, brother. We love that. Save some of that. We needed the ballpark. Metal, what's your gut tell you? You have a really good feel for these things.
I think it's going to be Commander's Day. You know, if Jaden keeps playing the way he's been playing, that's the only thing. If something happens, you know, forbid an injury or just something. But I think they got this one. I think the Browns are just not that great of a team right now.
Yeah, it's dangerous, though, man. I think if they – and I know that they pretty much will just stay true to who they are. And they've had great plans. And Kingsbury, he was just outstanding last week. It was, he doesn't play a down, but the execution of his plan. What I like about these guys now is that, A, they're physical, but they're also cerebral. They out-scheme you, and the minimizing on the penalty, keeping the penalties down, not beating themselves. You know, a smart football team that is physical is very difficult to beat because they don't help you beat themselves. And when you've got a place kicker that's perfect and you've got a punter that hardly ever has to punt.
Wait, we still have a punter?
But if he does, he's the best. Feel me?
I hear you. I didn't know we still had a punter.
Yeah, we do. We got the best in the game. But we don't have to pull him out until, you know, break glass when needed. So this is a crazy deal. Be different if he's the best in the game and we hardly have to use him. It's an embarrassment of riches, as they say. But again, smart football teams that are physical are hard to beat. And when you've got an elusive quarterback, we have the run threat option at all times. It's a hard combination to beat, Chris. It really is. Now, can it beat itself? You better believe it can. Now, if you pack a stadium around it and give it the kind of support, man, it's tough to beat. Either way, brother, I say let's get after it, because that's the whole key to it, getting after it. So many times we've done shows just like this, leading in, not really believing we had a shot, hoping we had a shot. Now we believe, as Rev T said, we believe because we know we can. Now the question is, will we go out there and just flat out get the job done? I say let's go for it. Metal, you're the best, brother. Let's go do this.